Hello and welcome to the official podcast.
No, that's unfair. When was the last time Kaya did an intro?
I wanted to see if you'd even remember.
I just hate the long silences.
I
love them.
All right, Kaya's turn. Go.
Well, hello, everybody. We're finally back to recording episodes just a couple of days before they air rather than half a year before when everything is literally outdated and we keep looking like the same dicks over and over week after week because we don't get the opportunity to better ourselves. Hi.
Ain't that the fucking truth? It's like fucking cartoons, man. You had to send it away and then you wait 6 months and then all of a sudden all that's irrelevant now.
Yep. I mean, well, let's get down to new news then, though. How about that iPhone 8 that just came out? Impressive shit.
Quite a launch.
Oh, man. Apparently, Manson is in the hospital now.
Yeah. Oh, he's not doing so good. Oh, dude, I heard the video game of the year awards are going to happen soon. I believe that Nier Automata is going to take it.
That actually EA is seems news to me.
Seems like EA finally upheld their promise of free DLC. They're doing great stuff now.
Oh, dude, are you hyped for Battlefront 2? It looks great, doesn't it?
It's looking nice.
I hope Skyrim comes out soon.
Oh, God. Well, we've killed 2 minutes. What the fuck do we do for the rest of the time?
Have you guys... is one of you making ice? What is that noise again? One of you is always making some sort of weird, like, sound effect.
It's Jackson's fucking haunted house.
I don't know why you say one of you. It's always Jackson.
I have ice in my drink because it's hot.
How is it hot? It is morning. What time is it for you?
It's midday, 12:30, and all my doors are shut so that there's no traffic noise or anything. I've got the aircon off because it's too loud because it's right next to my mic, so I'm boiling. But apparently, even having ice is causing noise somehow.
Well, if you rattle it around like a little children's bongo or they're called. How hot is it for you? It's summer in Australia this time of year, right?
Yeah, it's getting hot. It's like 30 degrees. I don't know how much that is in Fahrenheit, but everywhere else uses degrees, right?
Yeah, but 98% of our listeners are in America, Jackson, so come on, get with the times.
Well, really? How much in Fahrenheit is that?
I have no idea.
Oh, Jackson, you don't remember the simple formula of times 5 over 2 plus 32?
No, I don't think I do.
It's times 9 over 5 plus 32, I think, is the conversion.
Why does America stick to that?
It's downright stupid.
30 Celsius is 86 Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
Which is uncomfortably hot for me already. So, what I was going to say, are you guys freaking out yet? Are you freaking out? Because you should be freaking out. Everybody on the internet tells me today I should be freaking out like a child.
Because of the internet being removed. Because of Ajit Paul, or whatever his name is.
Ajit Paul?
It's not Jake Paul.
Ajit Paul.
Agent Paul?
Yeah. Oh, I heard Asia Paul, like some sort of Asian ripoff of Interpol.
Either way, he's taking away our internets.
Oh, yeah! What an asshole.
Freak out, everybody. Drop all the plates. Hide your women. Beat yourselves.
Yeah. Where's this going? Go on. What did you want to talk about with the internet being removed? Is that what you were talking about? I just assumed, because that's been the butt of most conversations on Twitter today.
Oh, no, I just love going on Reddit and the entire front page being nothing but everybody needs to freak out.
Shit.
Lose your mind, be irrational, freak out.
Over what?
Net neutrality.
Nobody knows.
Okay, so I was right. So there was no point to this. You just wanted to say people are freaking out.
Yeah. Everybody, freak out in the comments. Show us your best freaking out. I feel like some sort of a Rick and Morty commentator now.
Andrew, do you like Rick and Morty?
Yeah.
We can talk about that for the 8th time in a row.
Is it a movie yet?
Yeah, that's the question everyone's asking these days. Jackson, exactly. What have you been up to?
Not a whole lot.
That's good. Keep up the good work, Jackson.
So, what we could do, what we could talk about is something that'll be dated by the time this episode goes up. Charlie, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
What are you thankful for?
And I don't ask Jackson or Kaya because they're freedomless heathens who don't celebrate this holiday.
How the fuck could we have been struggling so hard for conversation topics when one of the most beloved holidays is 3 days away?
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
How does it make for any meaningful conversation? Then?
Well, hey,
what are you thankful for,
Jackson?
Excuse
me. The thankful citizens in this podcast are talking, Jackson, about the best holidays on earth. You need not apply.
What are you thankful for, Andrew?
This podcast.
It's going nowhere.
I mean,
the sinking ship.
Well, I mean, the big thing for me is I got approved for my apartment in Tampa yesterday.
How many bathrooms does it have?
It has a single bathroom and a single bedroom. But I mean, the big point is I'll be moving in 1st of January. So that's a thing. Yay.
Mark your calendars, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean,
vlog's coming in hot.
If I had to be a good choir boy and sit down and list what I'm actually thankful for, probably the podcast and all the things it's let me do. What about you, Charlie?
What about me?
Yeah.
I'm thankful for Markiplier and vlogging, of course. What about you, Jackson?
You are such a selfish man. You didn't even mention this podcast and the great gift. Your channel would be nowhere if it weren't for this podcast.
What does this podcast have on Markiplier? What is this offer that Markiplier doesn't already offer?
Why have we not had Markiplier on the podcast yet?
He wants nothing to do with us. What kind of question is that? What are you thankful for, Jackson?
I'm thankful for this podcast and all that it's let Andrew do.
What about you, Kaya? What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for Omaha steaks. I think they're delicious. And they only cost $49.99 if you want to get my family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter my code official in the
Kaya's
search
family
bar.
Is perhaps one of the most loving and most adept meat cookers I've ever had the pleasure
of. My family,
of knowing.
For this Thanksgiving a week ago, that you can still sign up for some reason, decided to give away Omaha steaks. We're based in Omaha, not Turkey, despite some rumors you might have heard.
Kai has actually lived a cushy life in Omaha this whole time.
Where is Omaha? Is Omaha in America?
Yeah.
Is it a
where
city?
Where else would it be?
That's where meat comes from.
I don't know. I thought it was just a made up place, like a fantasy land.
It's the origin of meat. It's like Thor's home planet or whatever.
It's a city in Nebraska.
Omaha Steaks offers, my family offers unique gifts for gourmet food lovers. 500 gourmet gift ideas, which is more numbers than I can hold in my head. The most flavorful tender aged beef, pork, veal, lamb, yum. Veggies, desserts, convenient and quick shopping for those on your list. Aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavors of the cuts, hand-trimmed, vacuum-sealed, online recipes, wine pairings, and more. So you go to omahasteaks.com and search for official. You have to search for us because that's how you find the meaning of love. You're kind of like Jesus. You gotta search and look deep in your heart, and then you have to pay a small fee of $49.99, and you get a blessing.
So this Thanksgiving, make sure to give thanks to Kaya's family for their beautiful package at Omaha Steaks.
That's right.
Omaha Steaks, using code official.
But I feel like I have to read these items. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes, 4 caramel apple tartlets. 1 Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus get 4 additional kielbasa sausages free. Now, when you go to
partridge in a fucking pear tree.
And a parrot. Go to omahasteaks.com and search for official. Oh, that one got Jackson.
I don't know why. Just imagining a live parrot being sent with all this. Yeah, that would never work.
No, Jackson, it carries all the meat to you. It squawks out your address until you hear it and go out and grab it.
What kind of business is your family running?
I like they do things differently.
How the parrot resonated with the Australian.
This
anyway,
is funny.
Type
it's
in
outlandish.
Type in official in the search bar and get 75% off. That's my deal for you.
75 fucking percent, Jesus.
From our family to yours.
You get all that stuff. Go get fed.
Your honorary family to me, listeners. Even if you
and
don't
speaking
want
to of family. I'm assuming, Charlie, you and I are celebrating the holiday. Are you two? Is there any semblance of Thanksgiving where you guys live at all?
What do you mean, semblance of Thanksgiving?
So Thanksgiving is an American holiday.
Yeah.
Is there anything around this time that you guys celebrate, not Christmas?
Are you talking to me?
He's talking to us.
You're talking to the non-American.
Oh, okay. I thought that was all directed at me.
Charlie. Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely said, you said Charlie. Is there any semblance of Thanksgiving over there?
Did I? Oh.
Yeah.
No, okay. For the two non-American members.
Andrew was moving out of America.
Because I'm trying to think if there's any significance to November at all outside of America.
New Year. People still celebrate the New Year even in...
what?
Awesome
this early?
Which it, no, not in... I mean, around the like holiday season, like when you would usually have Christmas and all that sort of stuff, you don't really have that. The nearest holiday where you would be receiving gifts is the New Year. But for a while, Turkey did actually try to cash in on the Christmas stuff with Santa and all that, but I don't think it ever really took. Especially now, I think you'd kind of... I don't know, it's seen as sort of a hidden thing.
So even there, they do that whole thing where it's before Thanksgiving and yet they're celebrating Christmas already?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, they have
That's
the fucking
what we do here.
Santas and shit. Black Friday, I think, is universal. On
Yeah.
I
mean, that's a good point.
That's just a shopping event.
That's become universal in recent years, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for sure. I see the, you know, all the things here in Germany, even though I don't think they celebrate Thanksgiving. But Christmas is big in Germany, obviously. It's a Christian nation.
What about you, Jackson?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we've already got like Christmas decorations up at most shopping centers and stuff, and they've been there for like the last month.
See, I'm of the opinion that Christmas season does not officially start until Black Friday. Like Thanksgiving has to be done before you can be like, all right, now it's Christmas time. You
I don't I mean? Don't even think I don't even start thinking about it till December, like
that's not good.
20, or December, 24th, yeah.
24th-ish around that time.
Where do you stand on this issue, Charlie?
I don't really mind. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not Father Time. I'm not their fathers and the nations or anything. They can choose when they want to put up their decorations.
I genuinely don't mind seeing Christmas decorations, even if they're a little early. I don't know what the whole hoopla is about. Like, God forbid this bleak, dreary street looks a little more festive too early.
What do I mean, yeah.
It can be fun.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It's just, where do you draw the line of how early is too early? You know what I mean?
Well, why do you need to draw a line?
Because soon we're
going to
be celebrating it in April, Charlie, and that's going to be silly.
It should just be a constant celebration. I'm all right with that.
Yeah, Christmas should be every fucking day. You saw how well that worked in Fairly Odd Parents.
Ooh, good example.
Right?
What happened in Fairly Odd Parents?
So there's a, I think it's a Christmas special. We are talking about this. Where so Timmy Turner is like, man, I love Christmas. I wish it were Christmas every day.
Yeah,
and then
it
turns out it's the worst fucking thing. Oh, so every business is closed, so no one can do anything. Santa loses all his magic because he can't keep up with this shit. Just a whole bunch of brouhaha goes down, and it's not a good time for anybody.
It's a shame.
Or maybe it's the other way around. I think the fairies lose their magic because they give it to Santa. Now that I think about it.
Why would they give it to Santa?
So he has the magic to do Christmas, dude. Santa's not inherently magic, depending on the lore.
So why is Santa the one that got that great honor of receiving fairy magic? It could have
been
anyone.
Like that. I like the lore where Santa's a powerful sorcerer.
I agree.
I also prefer that. The cloyne.
Yeah. Fuck, now we're talking about Christmas this early.
Well, this will come out in December.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really not that early. Yeah, we started the podcast in I think the first episode came out 11th of December last year, so we've been
No. This comes out this week. Well, for us it comes out on the 30th. That's still November.
Oh, yeah, it is. Just made the cut.
Yeah.
Fuck. Suck all right, it. No Christmas discussion at all whatsoever till next episode, then. We need to kibosh this now before it gets out of control.
What are we doing for next episode? Have you guys bought your peppers?
Oh, let's talk about...
Okay, no, that's a good topic, because I'd like to announce... Kaya, I'm on your side now.
Oh!
Charlie, how do my boots taste?
Wait, what do you mean you're on his side? What changed?
So I was sitting on my computer and I was going, I hate this pepper. I don't want to do a ghost chili. This is fucking horseshit. So I did what I always do when I hate something. I meticulously researched it. And despite the fact I saw, like, oh, you'll get, like, stomach fucks up or you'll shit yourself or whatever, I saw a YouTube video of a 12-year-old boy eating one. And I went, if that little boy can do it, I can fucking do it. So now I'm willing to eat
that,
the pepper.
I've always hated that mindset. Just because a child can do something doesn't mean an adult man can do something.
Plus, that child died 2 days later.
Yeah, a lot of
kind of does.
No, a lot. Oh, because this 12-year-old boy can he can play the piano super well. That means I can play it super well.
If you train, yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I'll never be as good as a 12-year-old boy at the piano.
Okay, look, it wasn't just that. It was more so I got into this mindset of, like, it'll suck, but I think I can handle it. Plus, there's a, I think I figured out what I'm going to do. Have you heard of the one chip challenge?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I think I'm going to go that route just to make it easy.
What is the one chip challenge?
It's a shitty little Dorito chip with a little bit of a Carolina Reaper dust on it,
I guess. Oh, well, what the fuck? I'll eat the stupid chip. I've seen that chip. That I'll eat, but I'm not going to eat the Reaper.
That's pussy stuff. You're eating chilies, you fuckers.
Well, why is it pussy when I'm saying it, but when it's Andrew, it's like, oh, yeah.
Because when you say it, you're a pussy.
I've brought this up. I want to do the spiciness. I don't mind the spiciness. I just don't want to digest it because that's what really fucked me up.
Well,
so
why
I
not?
The chip will be a little easier.
Okay, so chew the Reaper, let it just melt in your mouth, and then spit it out.
All right, I guess I could do that.
Yeah, there you go. Also, can Carolina Reaper, not ghost peppers.
Can I just get pepper sprayed instead?
What happened? I'm on your team now, Kaya. I'm full on your team. That 12-year-old boy can eat some shit.
I feel shitty for not eating it. I feel like I'm wimping out.
Let's pepper spray a 12-year-old and see if it can take it.
To the streets. I mean, I kind of feel like I'm cheating if I don't actually fully eat it.
I agree.
God forbid you cheat on it.
You were saying that you'd eat a Dorito chip. That's more cheating than just letting it sit in your mouth.
No, it is. It's a Dorito chip that has Carolina Reaper shit all over it.
Yeah, like manufactured.
I'll eat a habanero.
No, you're not.
That's nothing. Suck my dick.
You pussy.
It's a lot to me.
You bitch.
Isn't that what you had last time?
No, I had jalapenos. This is like five steps up from jalapenos.
I forgot you just ate jalapenos. You had a light snack.
Oh, meanwhile, Kaya was genuinely eating moldy fucking candy corn from a fucking
what's candy corn?
Jar.
I like how every time you bring the story up, you always call it candy corn.
It's literal candy corn. Actual
what
sweet
is candy
peppers.
Corn?
Charlie, I'm looking up your little, what's it called, your pepper? The thumb-sucking pepper? What is it?
The
I'm
habanero.
Looking it up on the scale. Okay. Yeah, cannot even
it's
find
weak.
It on the
it's
scale.
That should
weak.
Be right in the middle.
I don't even see it on the scale. I don't even think it is a pepper. It's not just a carrot.
Habanero is 100 to 350 Scoville. What Andrew ate the Scotch Bonnet was 300.
350?
Thousand, Kaya. Thousand.
Three thousands?
No, 100,000. Jesus, Kaya. 100,000 to 350,000.
It's still nothing compared to like the 3 million that the...
Yeah, that the Carolina Reaper is. Yeah. The Carolina Reaper is 2.2 million, I think.
2.4, I believe.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, Charlie, you know, that's big
stuff. No, it's not. It's not even 2 million. It's 1.5 million.
What, so you're all right with it then. That sounds weak. You're fine with it then, eh? Hey?
No, I'm not doing it.
Carolina Reaper, it says on Wikipedia, 2.48 million.
Yeah. It says on Wikipedia here as well, Scoville scale, 1.569 million.
Oh, you're right, actually. No, Charlie's right. There is
a
pepper they're currently breeding that is going to be 2.48
million.
Oh, yeah,
the Dragon's Breath. But I looked it up, but you cannot order it anywhere yet.
God, that sounds so cool, Dragon's Breath.
Wow, okay, great. Cooler. Instead of doing 2.4 million, I only have to do 1.6 million? Oh, I'm in. This is going to be easy.
Yeah, I'm doing the habanero. It's
pussy.
It's competitive.
Pussy.
It's competitive.
Okay, would you
it's
guys
not.
Care if I did the chip? Because I don't want to spit it out, but I also
I'm not
want...
letting you do a chip. I'd do the chip. If they let you do the chip, then I'll eat a Carolina
Charlie,
Reaper.
No, do the
chip.
I want you to do the chip. I don't think you'd do the chip. Do the chip.
Andrew, I think the chip would be even weaker than whatever little piece of celery Charlie wants to suck on.
It's significantly weaker.
I'm looking at what if they have a Scoville for the chip.
What's the chip called?
It's Packy's One Chip Challenge.
Packy's One Chip Challenge?
Yeah, I'm on their website.
It was
Hang
just
on.
This whole Packy, marketing ploy. It's not actually that hot.
Yeah, I doubt it. Plus, it's sold out, Andrew.
I can, but you can buy it on Amazon, I think.
Secondhand ships.
Fine. I'll get a Carolina Reaper and I'll consider actually eating it. I don't know. I want to explain to the folks at home real quick. I don't care about the spiciness. It's not the spicy pain that bothers me. Oh, it's when you're awoken violently at 3 a.m. to shit your guts out with horrifying pain that upsets me.
That was from the bird's eye. No, I had bird's eye. What did you have?
I had a scotch bonnet.
Yeah, that's just from that. I feel like this is going to be irreversible damage. It's going to sear through your intestines.
That's why I'm like, I'll eat it and chew it up and hold it on my tongue for like 30 seconds or however long.
As you know, everybody who eats a pepper dies. Famously.
Yeah, but I just don't want to go through that again. I've done a little teaspoon of that and it sucks.
You can set the rules now. I'm okay with it if you just chew the pepper and spit it out after.
Okay.
Well, what are you going to do?
That depends on the amount of pain I'm in.
Exactly.
I just don't see why this is a good idea. It's going to be nothing but bumbling and mumbling for like an hour. No. There's not going to be a podcast.
Listen, we can eat little bits of it, but what I want to do at the same time is we read mean comments.
We won't be able to. Idea. And plus, half of the fun of the eating peppers things is being able to see the reaction, not hear it.
Yeah, that is where I am with Charlie. It's not going to be a great podcast if we're all just groaning for an hour.
If you could see us, then that'd make it far more entertaining, but you're just going to hear...
It worked once.
What do you mean it worked once? We had a whole discussion.
Charlie and Kaya, you guys were talking it up.
Yeah, Jackson and so Andrew barely... No, Andrew did not speak. I didn't say a goddamn word half the time.
I had my face down on my desk.
Mine really hurt.
There's no finding a way. It's going to be literal incomprehensible gibberish if all four
of us
do that.
You're just looking for excuses.
All right. If you're listening to this on YouTube, let us know in the comments how you think we should go about
this.
They're
going to say do it just because it's entertaining to know that you ate it.
And don't be a little baby child and be like, do it, ha, I'm funny. There. Boom. Problem solved. Give us actual legitimate criticism, please.
What do you mean? Of course they're going to say do it. Yeah, they're going to say do it because they like the content. They're going to be laughing at it.
No, there's no content. If there was a live video, it'd be a lot more sensical. Okay, how about this?
We can do a live video. I'm done with that.
How many audio-only podcasts are doing pepper challenges, or how many audio-only anything is doing something?
We can be the first one on the scene and get all the views.
There's a reason why no one does it. When you eat a hot pepper, you see the person because it's entertaining to see them react.
And why did we do it the first time?
Because it was a bad idea. It was our 6th episode, and you wanted to do something new.
I don't remember me coming up with it.
I think you did come up with it.
You did?
I think it was you, Kaya.
I don't remember anything from that long ago. It's like a year.
Yeah, I don't remember last week, no.
Well, let's see what the listeners say. Let's get some feedback.
It's going to be too late. We need to start preparing for this now.
Oh my god, Charlie, why don't you just do this, you little bitch? Why don't you just eat some joinhoney.com official? Just some honey.
Mm. Yeah, we're gonna need a lot of honey after our mouths are on fire.
Would you like that, you little bitch? After sucking your thumb, you can dip your thumb in some honey. You can suck on it.
Look, not only can we dip the honey in our thumbs and suck it, we can also use Honey, the free browser extension, to find a huge amount of pepper remedies online at great, great prices.
And stomach surgery.
And colon cleansers. I'm glad that you asked. Look, Honey was founded by two friends to help others find the best possible prices for things. Honey is a free browser extension for Chrome, Firefox, and Safari that effortlessly saves you time and money when shopping online. When you shop, the app will instantly find a working coupon code on the internet, and then at checkout, Honey automatically applies it for you.
Free.
On average, it's free. That's the big fucking thing.
It's free, and it gives you free coupon codes to use on a ton of websites, including Amazon.
I've seen a lot of people asking how they make money. They think like it sells your data, or
they don't.
Like, they don't. They don't.
They're not fucking you. You know, you might be wondering, hey, okay, well, what's the catch? Are they selling my data? No.
They get
apparently the way it works is they get commissions from the websites that they have coupons for. So
exactly,
you don't get boned. Honey makes money. You make money. You save money.
Honey is going to fucking help you save money, roughly $34 a month, if my math is right here on these average stats. Honey has already saved over hundreds of millions of dollars for 6 million different members. There's no reason not to join. We've said this 8 or 9 times. It's free.
It literally takes 2 clicks.
Free. and takes two clicks. Join today for free.
joinhoney.com/official
That's joinhoney.com/official Go there.
Yeah, joinhoney.com/official It might be free, but hey, give us, you know, give us that pass back. Use our little code. Help us out.
Who? Yeah, it helps us. It
exactly.
You know,
it's free,
like this.
And it helps us and you. Just fucking do it. God,
we cannot buy the peppers without this. Okay, joinhoney.com/official and get some discounts for God's sake.
And that's not joinhoney at honey.com. That is no joinhoney.com. Type that in /official
The join is part of the URL.
Charlie's gotten sad because he has to eat a pepper. Charlie, say something nice about honey.
I'm not eating a pepper.
Well, I mean, I'll eat a pepper.
Just not the California Reaper.
Woo!
Well, it's just, I mean, it's silly. It's not even good content. It's just moaning and groaning. Oh,
bitch.
Ow. Ooh, ow, it hurts. Ooh, ouch. Ooh, ooh, ow.
Look at this bitch making rationalizations and excuses.
Ouch. Ooh, baby, it hurts. Content. Oh, it hurts.
Pussy.
God, I'm so conflicted.
If there was a video, I'd be far more gung-ho about maybe thinking about
doing it.
Yeah, Charlie, let's record ourselves. I'm fine with that.
We'll record ourselves and we'll put it on the video podcast release.
I don't know why you thought that would be a no from me.
I'd do that.
Because it's going to look like shit. I don't have a... I literally use
your
my
phone. Your phone is a high-res camera. Don't even.
So the whole episode's going to be filmed on the phone, huh? How big do you think my phone is, Andrew?
I don't give a shit. What do you use to make your videos?
My phone. It's roughly the size to fit in your hand.
I use my phone. And each...
There you go.
5-minute video is about 2 gigabytes worth of storage.
So then how did you record that 14-minute moist meter for Kingsman?
What?
You have a moist meter that is exclusively your face, and I remember because I
buy
used it in
camera.
My review.
Buy a camera! You're not poor! Jesus, you live in a, like, Mario castle.
I have video evidence that you're wheezing out of it now.
What are you talking about?
I downloaded one of your moist meters to use as the intro for my review show, and I skimmed through the whole video, and it was nothing but your face in a video. How did you do that?
I just said a 5-minute video is about 2 gigabytes worth. A 5-minute video
is
fine.
So then for the like 10 minutes that we actually eat the peppers, we'll put that in there.
10 minutes? It's going to affect us for the whole hour.
Not really. Well,
what?
Yeah. Yes, it'll affect you for the whole day. It will affect you for the whole day.
I mean, you just pound some milk, big boy.
I think you're underestimating it now.
Oh, no, I absolutely am. The Scotch bonnet fucked me over the whole episode. And that's like a fourth of as strong.
I just don't see how it'd be good content, and I don't think any of our phones are 100 gigabytes to record a full hour.
I have a webcam.
Well, yeah, mine is. I have a webcam and a phone, and I could easily do this. Like, I'm with you in some points, but I also just don't want to shut down the whole idea.
I didn't shut down the whole idea, but if there was actual, like, the four of us here eating a pepper, all in the same room with a camera where you can see the reaction, it'd be far more.
You'll find a new excuse if that happened. You'd say you'd say the fucking table was lopsided or some shit. You'll always have an excuse. You'll just go, no, the room isn't the right color.
How about for the special episode celebration, we do the thing where we invite every guest in all at once into one big call.
But before we go on, we forgot to say the reason we're making 52 the special one is because that's a whole year.
Yeah,
since we started, as opposed to 50, which
one
is
episode
just
per week.
Yeah, 50 is a regular normie episode with iDubbz or whatever that hobo was called.
It is iDubbz. Yeah,
that's a good
who
way
begged
to
us to be
him.
On.
I love you, iDubbz.
Literally, this iDubbz guy character emails me at 4 a.m. and says, "Andrew, please, you got to help me. I'm desperate." And I said, "I guess I can put you on the show, but just don't do that weird thing." And he said, "I promise, won't happen a third time."
He did that to you too. He knocked on my door with a tin cup.
He never messaged me.
You heard little bits of change already rattling in it, but you know he put it in there so you would think people were actually giving him money.
Yeah.
Ugh. It was sad. It was sad.
Fucking hell. I gave him a pepper.
Yeah.
How mean would that be if you gave a hobo a pepper?
All right, how about this? How about for the 52nd episode? We do peppers, but we also get a guest on it. Like, we get Ray to do it or something.
Oh, I want Ray back. I messaged Ray the other day, and he's down.
A guest who's willing to do it, and they'll send us their video.
Yeah. Wait, we'll get him to eat the pepper. We'll get him to eat the pepper when we won't.
Because fuck Ray.
No.
No, I'm kidding. I love you, Ray. No. I don't know.
52 is our little special celebration. I don't want nobody on.
We'll have to figure it out, I guess.
I figured it out, you know, there's just some little bit of a grandstanding little bitch boy being here.
No, you didn't figure it out. Your whole idea before I even brought up video was just we eat it and then moan and groan for an hour.
No, my whole idea is we eat it as much as that still lets us talk efficiently enough to read mean comments. And I don't know, do a podcast. I just wanna see you in pain. That's so bad.
Habanero would do just fine in that regard, and it wouldn't annihilate me.
Not enough.
Can you only get them dried?
What, California Reapers?
The Carolina Reapers? I'm only finding them online.
Apparently,
shipped dried.
Well, mine are dried, and I asked on my Snapchat if they are worse or better than fresh ones, and it's a 50-50 split in very fervent opinions. Like, half the people say, oh, well, you know, they're weaker, and the other half saying, oh, dude, they're far worse. And I looked it up online, and as far as the internet tells me, they're the same. Shit is a myth. The heat isn't in the fucking seats.
Didn't you accidentally like nibble on one or something while we were streaming once?
Yeah, no.
It was like 2 days ago.
You never gave us the backlog on that. What happened? Like what was the aftermath?
Nothing. I didn't get
you just chewed on it and then left.
He didn't. Oh my god, Andrew, you're giving him far too much credit.
Look at Mr. Bitch Boy here again.
Charlie. Reaper.
This is Charles. I'm gonna eat a celery stick for the podcast. Talking here. I'm not gonna say your last name. But
I will. It's Jackson. Edit that out.
That was worth
or
it.
Or no, put a censorship beep over it.
All right. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. That's a better idea.
Yeah.
I'll place it like 2 seconds before you say as well. Oh, shit. I said it as well.
You gotta be on the ball next time you edit this.
He didn't chew on it, Andrew. He had the smallest pubic hair of a bee's length worth of the Carolina Reaper. Uh-huh. The smallest dust particle he could brush off.
Charlie, you can diminish it as much as you like. That's still far more than you. It's infinitely more than you.
Oh, yeah, by far. I don't want to do it.
But my point is, Kaya, what happened?
He was in a lot of pain. He was also extremely drunk, so I doubt he felt a lot of it. And then he fell asleep in the hangouts. That's what fucking happened.
I didn't fall asleep in the hangout, so it was earlier.
That was the same goddamn hangout where you were plastered out of your fucking mind. You're probably eating ants off of the fucking ground, too.
That's fucking fun. I love all this mental image. This is great.
Mental image? We lived through it. It was.
I just wanted to know if you like woke up and shit your brains out or some shit.
There is no way he had any consequences from the smallest eraser shaving of that he ate, plus the immense amount of alcohol in his system.
The seed is what fucks you.
The alcohol made it far worse. I don't know what you're talking about.
Alcohol numbs the pain receptors.
All right, Charlie.
Capsaicin is a pain response.
How about you drink a lot? And then either Carolina or
fuck that, no.
Oh! Oh, look, somebody's not willing to stand behind their words.
What?
That's
I'm not
funny.
What do you mean standing behind my words? I'm not.
How stupid are you? Do you think alcohol actually numbs a lot of pain? How drunk do you get, especially on beer, that you don't feel pain? How dumb are you? What if you're
still
drunk?
Feel it numbs it. That's not what numbing means.
Yeah, oh, what do you mean? It doesn't make you invincible.
So what? So if I peek you in the arm with a needle, it doesn't hurt you all of a sudden?
Yeah, you don't feel it as much. That's kind of how it works.
It depends on how much. I don't think it can. I don't think you can just.
And you were three sheets to the cock.
What?
You were annihilated. There's no way you felt half of that.
Wait, back up. Three sheets to the cock?
I was gonna say wind, and then I wanted to change the expression. I combined them.
Wait, three sheets to the wind.
You haven't heard that before?
No. Explain.
This is a family.
It's a very common phrase. It just means really drunk.
What does it mean?
Very drunk, as was explained in Act 2 there.
Never heard that. Wow, yeah. Oh, wait, no, Charlie, I gotta step in. The actual phrase is two sheets to the wind. Three is an accepted substitution. That's what threw me off. That's what really tricked me.
He gotcha. What about cock? Is it accepted substitution?
Yeah. Well, no, the cock I fully understood.
Well, point is, do you want to have us eat peppers, are you a bitch?
I would. Well, what I'm waiting for is in YouTube the one comment that gets all those like those thumbs up that is actually well written and a good argument. That's the one I want to read. That's all I care about from this.
It's a thesis on why we shouldn't.
I 100% should or shouldn't. If anyone thinks rationally about the kind of content they would receive from four men on an audio only podcast that eat a Reaper that is very, very detrimental to speech, as evidenced by numerous upon millions of studies conducted by the world's most elite hot Scoville scientists. I think they would come to the conclusion.
Imagine all of us crying. That's my argument.
And then imagine us crying and then walking away from the mic for an hour.
No, just imagine us crying.
Back next week. It's a one-off thing.
I hope this is a good podcast episode because we're almost 40 minutes into this.
Oh my god, were you able to tell due to the MVMT watch on your wrist?
That was the only way you kept track of the time.
You're right. Glancing at my wrist and then my other wrist, because I'm wearing two of these babies, the MVMT movement watches.
Started by the same two brothers who apparently start all of these companies.
They're determined.
Charlie, you tell us about them. It's your fucking turn.
So Thanksgiving is coming up soon, and you can give... Oh, wait, no, this comes out after... Thanksgiving passed us, and hopefully you bought your sweetie a movement watch, because movement watches are just some of the finest timepieces money could buy. And when I say money, I mean not very much money, because they're quite cheap compared to other department store watches.
How much?
Movement watches start at just $95, Kaya. At a department store, you're looking at like $400 to $500.
Oh my god, as a man with $500 on me, I could buy about five fucking movement watches instead. That's awesome.
Dude,
yeah.
If you're an octopus, that's amazing.
If you have $500, why settle for one expensive ass watch when you can get five even higher quality and cheaper watches from Movement?
Jackson, you wear yours often. What do you think of it?
We all wear ours often.
We all wear our watches, Charlie. Why are you singling out Jackson?
Well, I was letting him have center stage.
That's fair.
Seriously, the watches are great. I use it every single day to tell the time and wear it outside whenever I do go outside. And they're quality watches for cheap prices. I don't know what else to say about them. They're great.
That's MVMT.com/official in... movie titles. That's Mad Max, V for Vendetta,
Mad Max again,
Machuca, I don't know, and TangoandCash.com.
Nice.
/official.
You can get 15% off.
A little fun fact, I'm almost 100% certain the first time you used the same first three movies with Mad Max, V for Vendetta, and then Mad Max, Thunder.
No, I used Valerian. Up yours.
Ooh. Oh, you're right.
You're just trying to be mean now.
Let me get in on this then. Okay, Matrix. fuck. Oh, V's hard.
I'm so glad you jumped in so prepared.
Oh, God.
He had the M. That's all that mattered.
Valkyrie.
Vampire again. Vampire. Oh, yeah, there we go.
Van Helsing.
Vampire Diaries. There you go.
That's a TV show.
Matrix Reloaded and The Jungle Book. Because T for the.
We ruled that the doesn't.
Oh, count. Fuck. You're all right. Thomas the Tank Engine and
Toy
Friends.
Story 3.
There you go.
Yeah, two perfect. Of your four weren't even movies.
Shut up.
It's MVMT.com/official. Listen, they're just good watches. They're nice. They're cheap.
You get 15% off, too.
Look, that does bring us to a very important topic for me and Kaya to discuss very quickly, though. Kaya, speaking of Mad Max, have you seen what's happened with Mad Max?
Do you mean the director not getting paid?
Apparently the sequel is pretty much dead on studio now because he's suing Warner Brothers because they didn't pay him properly.
Thanks, you cunts.
Yeah, I'm really upset.
My God. Before Mad Max came out, for I think 10 years, I didn't go to the movies anymore. Because I just didn't give a fuck about any movie that came out. Mad Max was the first movie I've seen in like a decade in the actual like theaters.
It's really upsetting to me.
I really wonder how much longer Warner Brothers... Jesus, Jackson, you in a high-speed chase?
Jackson somehow shifts locations after every ad read.
What's that mean?
He's now in a biker bar trying to keep his head low.
Christ almighty. There's always some type of weird fucking noise over there, Jackson.
I know, it is weird. I need to soundproof.
I don't know how you should get some baffling.
Maybe.
But I was just going to say, I wonder how much longer Warner Brothers Movie Division can keep battling all these lawsuits. They have a $1 billion one coming from the Conjuring franchise. They have, I think, $300 million from War Dogs. They have Mad Max director, and then they also have a new one for $50 million that I'm blanking on.
Well, I wonder if it's like the unethical shit that a lot of companies do where, you know, for example, they dump toxic waste in the woods or something, and then they have to pay a fine, but paying the fine is cheaper than actually finding a way to dispose of the waste properly.
Well, I find the company it hard to believe
chooses to pay the fine.
There's hardly enough waste to be worth $1 billion. That's probably not the cheaper way out.
No, but they don't end up paying it, though, Charlie. What I'm saying is, is it maybe just cheaper to hire an army of lawyers and keep these lawsuits alive for like 100 years rather than just, you know, pay the people?
Yeah, that's a good
point. That's probably part of their defense. I feel like they're probably already doing that.
Your Honor, I have a lawyer.
Your Honor, I have a team of lawyers who one of them will be on guard at all times, and if you try to throw this lawsuit at me, they'll parlay it with fucking ease.
He's got lawyers. Let's postpone this another year, and we'll take it up next year. Maybe he'll forget to bring them. Who's your favorite lawyer, Jackson? Not a fan of lawyers, I guess.
I think the bikers got pissed, and they asked what they're doing on his turf.
Oh, he's bad.
What happened? VMT watch.
He just stole the car.
Wait, were you guys saying something to me?
Yeah, I was trying to communicate with my friend, but I didn't know he left.
So I went to the toilet. I don't want to interrupt you guys.
Where'd you
go? So apparently
no,
the whole
you
suit...
Go?
Oh yeah, Jackson, where'd you go?
I just said to the toilet.
You didn't. You said no such thing.
Yeah, what do you mean you just said? We didn't read your mind.
I literally just said it. I said I went to the toilet.
Was it a number one or a number two?
One.
That's good.
All right,
otherwise,
so
it'd still be in there.
To give people a brief rundown on the suit, apparently the company George Miller works for was expecting a $7 million bonus if the movie was filmed under Warner Brothers' budget. And they claim it was, but Warner Brothers instituted a bunch of delays and other shit that caused them to go over budget. So Warner Brothers is like, we don't owe you shit.
Yeah.
So it's a whole, you know, we expected to get this much money at the end, but we didn't. So now they're fighting for it.
Dumb.
It's very dumb. And it's also only $7 million. That's not a lot for a big company like that.
Yeah, I know.
It's really not a lot to throw a hissy fit over.
God, just insane. Like, it was such a good movie. Everybody who saw it liked it. I know you're a corporation and at the end, only your bottom line matters, but...
Like,
being in good favor with your fans is just as good.
And your directors.
I mean, this movie made more than $378 million and got multiple Oscar nominations, but no, you know, let's not do a sequel.
Not just nominations, they won a few Oscars too.
Yeah, it's like, no, let's not do a sequel to a hugely successful movie on an established franchise that people really want to see. No, let's not do that. Let's not make more money. Fuck it.
Absurd.
Like, what are they doing?
Not as absurd as the $20 million lawsuit Dick got hit with, though.
Yeah, there's a second one now, right?
No, what?
I heard that it's $40 million now. I heard he doubled down. I was told
Jesus,
that.
Jesus, what?
Double on nothing.
I haven't seen that.
Let me
see. He made fun of the lawsuit. Another 20.
So for those who don't know of our listeners, we had on Dick Masterson, as you might remember. I don't know which episode it was, but he's now hit with a $20 million lawsuit by Maddox, his old associate on some older podcast, an inferior one to ours, needless to say. But interesting. The lawsuit is basically saying that Dick was mean to him on the internet and that all of his stuff needs to be eradicated from the internet.
And he wants $20 million for all of his emotional distress.
Maddox, let me just say, you can look for as much money as you want, but you can't make it so Dick unfuck that girl.
Ain't that the truth?
God, the clip that I saw of the drunken peasants.
Oh, it's one of my favorite clips.
So apparently what happened, Charlie told me about all of this, by the way. I had to read up on it. I was a little confused, but yeah, Maddox was on the drunken peasants. And apparently they usually have the donations, the Streamlabs donations during the live stream, but they censored them because Maddox didn't want to get called out or get trolled or whatever. And during the entire stream, they acted like they didn't know what was happening to the donations. Like none of the donations were coming through because they were getting censored by the word filters, and they were just acting like they didn't know why.
But then I guess too many people called them out on it, said you know goddamn well why. So the next day they had to refund all the donations. But the lawsuit is still standing.
The lawsuit is still being laughed at to this day. One donation did manage to slip the filter, which is where a good meme has now broken through. Yeah. A donator donated and asked one of the hosts what would happen if he banged an ex from 3 years ago. And that's a reference to Maddox and Dick, because the reason their podcast ended, as was broken on the official podcast, Dick fucked Maddox's ex of 3 years prior. And they it's not like they were still close or anything. And Maddox held a grudge so heavy that he ended their business relationship and just threw everything away. And now he's become an obscure man child.
No, we're going to get sued.
Oh, I was about to say, do we have our lawyer on standby? Because we're absolutely going to get sued now.
That's the great part about the lawsuit is he sued anybody who even so much as sold Dick a hot dog at some point. Sued like Dick's mailman or something. I mean, this is such a bunch of horse shit. He sued Patriot. He sued a parody of himself that exists called... So it's Maddox, and his parody is some fat guy called Matt Cox. And Matt Cox makes more money on Patreon than Maddox does. And I think he also wrote a parody book that now selling more books than Maddox's own book.
In that parody book's defense, though, you couldn't have made a title for a book worse than Maddox's actual title, which was fucking Whales.
Charlie, but do you know why he called it that?
Why?
Because one of Dick's fans took the domain name. He just bought it before he could. So he had to change it. He wanted to call it the best book in the universe, but one of Dick's fans just bought the domain and redirected it to Dick's podcast.
That's really fucking smart. So Fuck Whales is his book, man.
Yeah.
It's awful.
I think it isn't selling anything. As far as the reviews say, it's basically he just copied and pasted a couple of his old articles. And that's it. I mean, the sad thing is because he sued Patreon, Patreon might not actually want to have to deal with a lawsuit, and they might just ban Dick. That's the fucked up part.
Well, the lawsuit is such a joke, though. Yeah. Jackson, who's your favorite lawyer?
Who?
Yeah, who's your favorite lawyer?
The one that's representing Dick.
Exactly. You know what? As long as he's still out there, I'd like to give him some love. Go to patreon.com/thedickshow. How about that? How about some charity?
You can probably get to the link by going to our Patreon and clicking around, so you might want to start there.
There's a big Become a Patron button that'll take you to Dick's page.
If you want to support Dick, support this
also
one.
To cover us from litigation, everything we just said is a parody. And is no, that's
fair use.
Fair use. You can't sue us there. It's all fair use.
No,
parody.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. He's still... I mean, that's the whole point of his lawsuit. He got mad at parodying.
Does he know that we ran a train on his ex?
You just made it worse, damn it.
Damn, I can't wait to read that one in the lawsuit.
Well, I don't want to talk shit about her because she's now Dick's girlfriend, apparently. I mean, nice.
She's, what a happy ending for everyone involved.
I'm sure Dick wouldn't mind.
She doesn't have anything bad to do with this. Apparently Maddox and his girlfriend, those assholes, called her at her school and got her fired from her teaching position too, which is fucked up.
Wow, that's genuinely...
Maddox still has people that support him in 2017?
No, he himself, Charlie. He alone... I read the lawsuit. According to it, this man does nothing other than go around the internet, find everything related to Dick, and report him on every platform imaginable. Everything. Like, literally, he's been apparently reporting Dick to Patreon every single month. January, February, March, May. He's just been reporting him every single month.
That's
which is
fantastic.
Insulting, because in the lawsuit, our podcast isn't mentioned. We had on Dick. We should have been mentioned because I'm 100% sure that Maddox listened to our podcast because he's obsessed with Dick.
We should sue Maddox.
We weren't in his lawsuit.
Brilliant.
It's
maybe
insulting.
He liked the episode.
We're suing him to put us in his lawsuit.
We want real representation in the lawsuit.
We weren't accurately represented at all.
Damn it. Damn you, Maddox. You goddamn how did you fall from grace that hard, you cunt.
Yeah, man, I used to love Maddox in middle and high school, but all now... Right.
All right, let's do shout-outs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, shout-outs.
I totally forgot, yeah.
listen, you boners, we told you, well, I told you, other guys told me, and I told you that we have to limit the shoutouts here, because I know it's kind of weird. It may sound counterintuitive, considering we were begging for fanfiction 1 week, and then the next we're telling you that you need to keep it to a tweet's length. But, hey, yeah, that's the breaks, you know? That's how it goes apparently from now on.
The only reason for it is because in the last couple episodes where we had shoutouts, a lot of them were really long, and a lot of people didn't like how the shoutouts would be just as long as the actual podcast length was. So we'd have shoutouts for about 45 minutes, and the episode was like 50.
We've been getting more shoutouts because we've been getting more patrons in this category, which means that, you know, we got to tone down how long everyone's
not
on
enough
here.
Though.
But like we want to include everyone, but we also don't want to drag shit, or you know,
yeah,
you know what I mean.
But all right, well, point is, let's try and read these as fast as possible while reminding all of our patrons our love is not diminished just because we put it down to 280 characters.
Okay,
start it up.
All right, the first one is from D-Money. He says, the cups will continue. Thank you, D-Money. That is amazing content, short and to the point. The next one is from Bayonets for Days. It's also for me. It says, 280 character limits? Your mother is a 200 character limit. What are you guys, twits? Also, eat the fucking pepper. I'd gladly do it, and it may literally kill me.
Film
nonsense,
it,
Bayonets for
it.
Days. Peppers don't kill you. Don't give people ideas.
Peppers don't kill people. People kill people.
People kill people by eating peppers.
What does the cups will continue mean?
Yeah, I don't kill peppers.
I don't know. That's all D-Money wrote. I'm sorry.
All right. You want to take
this
one, Andrew?
The cups will continue, guys.
Stay tuned for more cups.
Yeah, they'll continue. Charlie, you should... Or no, Jackson, I think.
All right. This one comes from Andrew O'Keefe. He says, good morning, boys. I was a huge fan of the Sleepy Cabin podcast. Sleepycast, however, since it ended, I've been searching and searching for a regularly released podcast for people I genuinely like. One faithful day, I searched one of the Sleepy Cabin members, Psychic Pebbles, and found this podcast where he was a guest. Now, for the past few months, I have been an avid fan, and I'm so grateful to have a podcast I can listen to while driving or to help me fall asleep. The soft and smooth voices of the boys of the official podcast is like the soft and smooth feeling I get from the razors at Dollar Shave Club. Dollar Shave Club makes my old razors look like garbage and feel like I'm dragging my face across a mile of broken glass. I can't believe the difference that my new razors have made, and at such a low price, delivered directly to my door. That's right, no longer do I have to leave the safety of my home and brave the elements of the outside world just for a pack of terrible razors. Not only that, but there is also the added bonus of free shipping. It's also only $5 for the first month, and you can cancel at any time. Although I don't know why you would, I recommend all listeners to go to dollarshaveclub.com/official for the best decision of their lives. That's dollarshaveclub.com/official to start your free trial today. This is what I would say if Dollar Shave Club shipped to Ireland, but anyway, keep it real, boys. P.S. If possible, try and get Stamper TV on the podcast. I could listen to that dude fart down a hose pipe.
I think we should add an addendum to our character limit and say, if it's about one of our sponsors, please write as much as you want.
No,
character limit. I would love to have Stamper on. I've talked about it since the beginning.
Yeah, I think he'd be an interesting guest.
He'd be this a fun one. Guy.
Thanks, Andrew.
You're
this
welcome.
This one comes from B-Tard. What's up, boys? That's 200 doubloons now, and soon I will have myself on the website in a maid outfit holding a katana like my Hokage wanted. Shout out to my girl, Jay. She is super chill and beats my ass at Mario Kart. I don't know what else to say, but truly you guys are the best. I can't thank you enough for all the hoots I've had. Lastly, Charles may be blessed with a Bored Burgers joke. That was so sweet, B-Tard, but no. I can't
do it. What does Hokage mean?
It's from Naruto. Do you not watch anime? What are you?
Do you not watch Naruto? One of the greatest fucking achievements in all of cinema.
Oh, Charlie, should we talk about how somebody almost bought our poster?
What do you mean almost? That's still an ongoing.
Oh, we should have told that on the podcast. Fuck. Tell the story.
We don't have time. Keep moving.
Next episode, we'll bring it up and maybe start a bidding war.
Shout out to Thunder's wife, though. Then whatever. All right.
Nice collection. Wink.
This comes from Nutsack Jones, brother of Peef Spogdar. Where's my Just Dance 2018 moist meter? It's never coming.
It's coming. Coming soon.
I want to point out he spelled it Knutsach for Nutsack.
Nutsack.
I like that.
I think meant Just Dance.
No.
It's German.
Yeah, it's Nusash.
You're up, Andrew.
This one's from Anthony. As much as I love conspiracy theories, it's come to my attention that Intel has been producing CPUs with inaccessible onboard micro operating systems that can function as backdoors with remote boot compatibilities. The NSA really can see all of our tranny porn. Hashtag I stand with Kaya.
Thank you. I'm not a tranny, but thank you.
Don't be ashamed of that stuff, even if they can't see it.
This next one comes from Ornery Milkman, also known in the podcast canon as Cam, who says, hey boys, this is my first shout out. I've been listening to you guys ever since the beginning, and I want to say I love it and I listen every day. I hope everyone is having a great day. I love all my official boys. Hugs and kisses. Bye. P.S. Sorry I didn't bring a funny topic. I'll think of one next time.
Thank you, Cam.
Yeah, short, sweet, sweetie. To the point. I liked it, Cam.
You sweet man. I love you.
This is Luke Mooney. And Luke Mooney says, hope all is going well for you guys. Do any of you watch That 70s Show or The Office? What show besides anime do you like? Well, anime is my favorite show, of course.
I've watched both of those shows. I like both of them.
I haven't seen That 70s Show, but The Office is great.
Yeah, The Office is like really, really good.
Currently, we've talked about this on the post show, which you can check out on our Patreon, but I like currently Mad Men. I'm still watching that, but I also recently finished House of Cards. I like that a lot. So those are two I can name off the top of my head.
I've been currently watching The Amazing World of Gumball on Cartoon Network, and I think it's really, really good. Go ahead.
What do you think about it?
I mean, I just think that it's one of the few shows that Cartoon Network is actually making that's good now.
Isn't that... Oh my god, stop vacuuming, Jax.
Jesus Christ. What are you going to say, Kaya?
I was going to say, isn't that the show that has like real life backgrounds?
Kind of. Yeah, every character in the show is animated with a different style.
Oh, that looks super cool. I was going to... It's on my bucket
list. It's really good. Okay. Oh yeah, I gave it a shot because I've heard that it's one of the few shows that's still good on Cartoon Network, and I love it. I think it's really, really entertaining.
Okay, that's good to hear.
The next one comes from Matthew Laprise, Matthew Precious Laprise.
Jackson, hey, shut the fuck up! What? Why did you hire a man to laugh in your background now?
That was me.
Well, you need a refund. Jesus Christ.
You're either banging the bongos or you're like watching advertising when we're
doing I'm laughing. Podcast. That's it. I was only laughing.
You're laughing at your roommate who's apparently climbing the ceiling.
No, I was laughing at the vacuuming thing.
God. All right.
So Matthew Laprise says, hey guys, how are you? Me? I'm doing great. I found myself a new job. I was wondering how is winter where you live, because in my hometown, sometimes the temperature goes below negative 40 Celsius, and we get snowfall that exceed 1 foot. It doesn't get cold here.
It's fucking rough here, dude. The coldest it's gotten was 79 degrees Fahrenheit, and I couldn't take it. It was just freezing.
It gets a bit chilly.
Germany is pretty cold. It rains almost every day, but I genuinely like it. I would like more daylight. I like daylight, but I like the rain also, so I'm not bothered too much. I like the weather.
How's Australia? Jackson?
It's hot. It never gets cold. Not really.
Okay, well, next one's for you then, Jackson.
Well, actually, wait, you have flipped seasons there, don't you?
Yeah,
you mean like
you're currently in
southern
summer.
Hemisphere place?
Yeah. Answer that question in 6 months.
Okay. Well, I have experienced winter over here before, believe it or not.
I don't believe you.
His first winter is coming in now. 6 months.
The first winter in Australia will be this year, Jackson. Don't worry.
I'm nervous. This next one comes from The Thickness, who says, hey guys, just want to thank you for the good work you've been doing. I've needed the distraction from reality, and the 2 hours of podcast time does just that. It's been a tough past month with my partner losing her job and myself being in a job I hate and just scrapping through. It's been quite the struggle mentally, physically, and financially, so thank you guys so much and keep up the great work. Thank you,
man.
The Thickness.
Stick it.
I love the name The Thickness.
Stick with the thickness. I did a Stay job strong. I hated for 3 years. I know what it's like.
Stay strong out there.
Yeah, it'll get better.
Stay thick. The next one comes from Andrew Droner Boner. Andrew.
I'm sending these in like rapid fire today.
He says, this is the story of when I first almost got laid but fucked it up. It all started in, I'd say, end of sophomore year in high school, and I was into this girl, and she was into me. So after school one day, I went over to her house.
Uninvited. We went up to her. We liked each other, so I invited myself over.
I thought she liked me.
Are you Kevin Spacey?
We went up to her room. Her dad called my phone to talk to her, since she at the time she didn't have a phone. So while she was talking to him, I took a nap on her bed for no reason. What led you to do that?
Oh, I'm so sleepy in a stranger's house. Better just take a nap on her bed.
But he also specifies for no reason.
Yeah. What an odd series of events.
She woke me up by laying on top of me, grinding in a bra, and I, whatever pants, Ed is losing words over this.
He's back gone to it. He's in the memory now.
Grinding in a bra, and I, whatever pants she had on. And instead of grabbing her tits like I should have, I just poked them, because I was an awkward person, not expecting this to happen. And we both just laughed, and then she said I had to leave.
You broke the sacred rule.
No poking. I left, and the next year she moved to Puerto Rico, so I'll never see her again. But she left some pics on my phone she took while I was asleep, and I still have them. Not nudes, just her in a bra.
Andrew, I have a sad confession for you. I don't think she actually moved to Puerto Rico. I think you were fed that story.
Yeah.
She still lives in that same house.
She moved a block away from you and just didn't want you to know.
She didn't even move.
Who's taking Tristone?
I'll do it. Tristone says, hey guys, I've been a big fan since the beginning and love all of you, and I promise when I start making more money, I'll pay for the $100 tier. But I have a question for Kaya and Jackson. Where would you live if and when you move to America?
Not the coastal parts. Seems like full of douchebags. I don't know. You guys might hate it in America, but for somebody like me outside of America, I like the typical redneck culture. It's almost endearing in a way, so I would definitely, I think, like the Texas and those parts as far as I can make it out to be.
Interesting. I don't know where I'd move. Wherever.
Well, next one comes from Edgar.
He's picky.
He says, I think that the 280 character limit is a great idea. It will encourage well-thought-out shout-outs and cut back on undiscriminating, indiscriminate, and superfluous shout-outs. Yes, if you need more than 280 characters to get your point across, you must stop and ask yourself W.
This joke, I don't know if it translates to being read, but Edgar, that's incredibly clever, and I like it.
It's solid.
Thank you, Edgar.
You should have said W. You should have...
Yeah. He should have put WU or WO or something.
And anyway, thanks for the support, even if we're criticizing you.
No, I'm talking about Charlie. Charlie should have read it in that way.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would have sold it.
I liked your joke, Edgar.
Yeah.
You're up, Kaya.
All right. This is from Adam Workington. He says, hey, guys, I couldn't think of anything creative for the shout outs. So here is a question. If the world was going to end in 24 hours from now, what would you guys spend your final hours doing? Keep up the good work.
I'd live stream it till I died.
Why? There'd be no popularity in that.
And what the fuck else am I going to do?
No one's going to sit around for 24 hours on the end of the world and watch you live stream.
Well, no, what I would do is I'd start the stream on Twitch and just put on my webcam and get full naked and spread my ass cheeks and be like, I can do what I want.
And Hassan would still be there to ban you.
I would get it all out of my system, everything on my, what if I get cancer bucket list that I have, which means just murder a lot of my past classmates and all that sort of stuff.
Jesus.
Hey, if I'm going to go to hell anyway in 24 hours, I might as well get my money's
worth.
Fair
enough.
Wait, why are you going to hell anyway?
Have you not been a good boy?
Okay. All right, Charlie.
I don't know. That's a tough one. I'd be a lot of driving, I guess.
What?
to try and find something worthwhile.
Just wandering around.
Yeah.
No clear goal.
Excuse me, hey, the world's going to end in 18 more hours. Are you guys doing anything worthwhile? No?
Okay. Charlie turns into Mad Max.
I'll drive off this flat earth if I have to.
All right.
What would you next do, Jackson? Jackson didn't answer.
Okay. I don't know. I just spend time with loved ones. So it seems like the most simple answer.
Oh, boo!
I'd come on them.
That's better.
This one's from Matt. Hey guys, I'm sorry, but recently I've decided to go into a career I'm passionate about. Oh, there's more to it. I thought he was just apologizing for following his passion. I'm not your dad. If you want to be an artist, you're more than welcome to. I won't have much money to spare, but I'll always remember to tune in for the podcast every week. Oh, it's Vort. That's totally fine, Vort. Godspeed in your passion.
Yeah, Good luck with it.
Have fun, Matt Vort.
Sam, thanks for your support thus far as well.
Who wants to take this one?
I'll take it. This one comes from Brandon Galatra. Oh, yeah, it is. If there was an apocalypse of any kind, depending on the situation, what would you do?
I think the last thing I would do would be drive around. I'd want to find something more worthwhile.
I'd spend time with my family.
Oh, Brandon, you and Adam should be friends.
Yeah.
Maybe they're the same questions.
I'd just expose secrets. I'd go on Twitter and just put out tweet after tweet after tweet.
So your answer has changed.
Yeah.
I need two different answers. I'd just go on Twitter and put out tweet after tweet after tweet of either my own personal secrets or things I know about people.
Now you're first on my bucket list.
The apocalypse starts and it's a race between me and you to get out there and stop it.
That would be a good movie.
That's actually an interesting movie, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be alright.
Yeah, I'd watch it.
You want to take this one, Andrew?
Sure. This is from Hublis, and it says, "You three are great," and then he has written some jokes. How do you get a Jewish girl's number?
How do you always get the Jew questions?
I don't know. How do you get a Jewish girl's number? You check her wrist.
Ooh, the edge.
What do you call a bunch of white guys running down a hill? Avalanche. What do you call a bunch of black guys running down a hill? Jailbreak. Don't be stupid, be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
I like how you got the exact same
thank person. You, Hoopless. I have seen the producers, so I'll take that reference. Let's keep it real one.
Do you want to take Aaron just for some, like, mouth bleach?
This is from Aaron. Fuck you, boys, with the new with the new limit, it would have taken over a year to send in the fanfic. In that time, I could have written a whole novel. However, my friend Aubrey wanted me to tell you, you can catch flies with honey, but you can't catch more honeys with chloroform. This but makes 281.
You blew it, but you can catch more honeys with chloroform.
Oh, you can. Okay, now I get
you
it.
You can
I
catch
fucked it up.
Even more discounts with honey.
Thank you, Aaron, for your subtle shilling.
You're up, Jackson.
Hello. This is from Zachary Sims. Hello. I'm excited to finally get my first shout-out in. I have to travel a lot since I'm in the military, so I listen to your podcast a lot when I'm on the road. You guys are all awesome and make my road trips much easier. I'd say that you guys are officially awesome.
Aww. Well, thank you, Zachary.
What a sweetie.
Thanks for the sweet, short, and simple shout-out.
That was so fucking perfect.
Yeah.
This one's from
Sod. Give it a little kiss.
Yeah, little smooch. This one's from Sod Laughter. When I was... I don't know why it's in quotes. I guess this is something he once said in his life. When I was young, I'd lie on my stomach when I got an erection because the pressure felt good. One night, I was sleeping in a friend's house and on my stomach while thinking about boobs, and my dick slid between the couch cushions. So the first time I masturbated, I fucked my friend's couch.
Sod, you are by far not the first person to do that. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, nice coming.
Yeah, that couch has been fucked before.
Yeah.
Same cushions.
Yeah.
Gave birth to a footstool. This is from Don McKinney. The phrase rule of thumb comes
skip one.
No, he didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
This is, again, from Don McKinney. The phrase rule of thumb comes from an old English law stating that you couldn't beat your wife with anything wider than your thumb.
I looked this up. He's not necessarily wrong, but there's apparently only one source that confirms this. So not a whole lot of...
So what would be the go-to beating stick for beating your wife? Like, what is not wider than your thumb that gets
Charlie's
around beating in?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Take that.
Ooh. Ouch.
Ouch. You do well.
Thank you, Charlie.
You're up, Jackson.
This one, no, it's both of us apparently.
Yeah, but you're first.
All right, this one comes from M Meal 4. Charlie, you got to do your best British Australian accent as well.
I'll do my.
It was but a fortnight ago, at the time of writing, that I recall these events. I was strolling down a dusty dirt road called I-4 when Milady and I came across a peculiar wooden sign. It read as follows: Boardwalk Burgers. Probably just your standard tavern where they have some beggars slap some meat on the foreman. But strange as it was, my quick wits came into play.
Oh, I see.
And in the spur of the moment, I said,
Boardwalk Burgers, cunt. More like Board Burgers, cunt, because those burgers aren't having any fun.
Milady let out a most hearty laugh, as the joke was quite humorous, as you have just heard. We then went on our merry way.
As you heard very clearly just a moment ago.
That was the you best gotta slap do. Down Mamil here for not realizing Foreman is a name, so he didn't capitalize it or spell it right. How dare you?
Ooh.
Mm, yeah.
You're up, Kaya.
Okie dokie. This is from Cammy. Sorry, I was looking for the name. I have a story, a meaningful one. It will break your heart and make you regret your life choices. So, once upon a time, there was this guy who gave Charlie his first RuneScape membership. Really great and a tasty one. Just like Blue Apron. But was never rewarded for that. This great dude only needs Charlie to add him on RuneScape. He is my friend. He introduced this podcast to me. There's proof that he's an amazing person. And now Charlie looks like a mean person. So I've done my job. I hit this message length limit. Hashtag bring Pepper Parade back. With all my love, Cammy.
I haven't been on RuneScape in a long time. I don't know.
All right, Charlie, go ahead and add this person on RuneScape whose name or account name or any details we don't know.
Also, bring back the Pepper Parade.
Well, no, that's not happening. But yeah, I'll do my best when I sign on there eventually.
Comb through the thousands of friend invites.
Well, that's not how it works on RuneScape. You've clearly demonstrated you're not a real gamer. This one comes from Chris Hewitt. Connor, you're a cool dude. You're up next, Jackson.
That was great.
Yeah, Connor's cool.
This comes from Trent, aka Trent Leo, who says, hello boys, I'll make this short and sweet like last time, but I need some dating advice. My dating game is weak. Andrew, I need your advice. Well, keep up the good work, your lover.
You just general dating advice? Your game is weak?
So that's not advice.
Get back to us next week.
Well, the problem is, when you say dating game is weak, do you mean like getting the game started or playing the game?
Getting off the bench.
Why would you ask Andrew? It's not like he's Hitch. Like Will Smith and Hitch.
Ooh, Hitch. Really bad movie that I didn't like. I mean, I don't know. The best way I can say it is keep doing it. Eventually it gets easy. I don't know.
Just take the opposite of his advice.
Stop. All right, never date again. That's how you get good at it.
As soon as you stop looking, that's when you'll find the one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in that, but okay.
This next one is from Foster Cupbands, a.k.a. Koenig. So when I ask, hey Kaya, is there any word limit or anything on these? And he says, well, not really, but you probably shouldn't write the next 50 Shades of Grey. That actually our character count was to be killed because I stretched. No chapter 2 of the quest for now, but I love.
You lied to this man?
I think he messaged me on Discord and he asked if the character limit was a joke or something. And I said, well, you know, we're not going to cut you off, but you shouldn't write long ass fan fiction anymore. So you're all deprived of it now.
Folks at home, we're mostly just saying like 3 to 5 sentences is the most, depending on how long the sentences are. You know what I mean?
Okay, you've made that far more complicated. I think 280 is not bad. It gets a lot of points across. We've learned Connor's a cool guy from only 6 words. There's That's a lot true. You can do with words.
5? They used a contraction.
You're up, Andrew.
Ooh. All right, this
it's
is
just
from
for the
Alec.
Sake of it not being super, super long at the end.
This is from Alec, a.k.a. Opathius Lorekeeper. I like that name. Should I read this in the nerd voice? Because this is like some D&D shit.
Yes.
You're welcome to.
In official lore during episode 42, Aaron Chambers stated that he really blew up his load in the last few podcast shoutouts, then went on to tell his tale of heroism on a quest for tea. This was, of course, during Hurricane Irma. To this point, there was speculation of the true damage that Irma caused in the official timeline. In episode 47, our questions were answered, and our heroes went on a journey to uncover the Tampa Bay killer. Edgar informed the party that he really blew his load with the last few podcast shoutouts, and then told the same tale of heroism with his quest for tea. Therefore, it is now apparent that there is now two separate official podcast timelines, Legends and Canon. In Legends, Aaron Chamber was the one who retrieved the tea from McDonald's, and in Canon, it was Edgar who retrieved this light brown holy grail. We are currently in the Canon timeline as of episode 47. Everything that before this episode is now in Legends.
That was perfect.
No problem.
Good job.
That was he wanted me to read it all, but if not, he understands. I don't think anyone understood half of what I said.
You nailed it with the voice, I think. Yeah.
You're up again, Andrew.
Wait. Look at this. The shout-out here and then the next one. Do we have two shout-outs for the same person, or are they two different people?
What?
What are you doing?
We have from Ash.
No, they're two different people.
Okay, so this is from the Ash who wanted me to read it because I'm
cute.
This is
Ash from Legends Timeline.
Yeah.
This is from the Ash who said, "Please for me to read it because I'm cute." Thank you, Ash. I can lift a fully grown horse above my head, and I can hold my breath for 10 minutes. To settle a wager, I once ate a pound of PB Fuchs' strongest badger poison and then ran a mile in the noon. I cannot feel pain, and I can see for 2 miles unaided by a lens. No man can kill me. I've bested a man in every race in formal combat, including a Turk, a pygmy black man, and a rare deep water Jew.
Every single time.
I'm a medical doctor, and two priests have written and signed a document confirming that I have no soul. Ash, will you marry me? This is the best shout out I've read so far.
That has to be a copy pasta.
It is, but I love it.
I'll do the next one.
Ash turns out to be a big burly man.
This next one comes from Canon Ash, who says, if you guys as a group had to take on one of the fighters of Charlie's WWE cinematic multiverse, like Cowman or Captain Pronin, who would you guys choose to fight?
This is an important question.
The only one I know is Cowman. I don't know the others.
You know Professor Sad? What the fuck do you mean you don't know Professor Sad?
I thought Professor Sad was from Dark Souls.
It's the cinematic universe. It's like how Tony Stark is... You know, Cowman is to Tony Stark what Captain America is to the Hulk.
That makes perfect sense to me.
No, I'm not in the cinematic universe.
Who's in there? Tell us who's
Yeah, give us a rundown of choices.
Cowman, Captain Pronin, Professor Sad, Fatissimo, Optimus Prime... who else do we have?
Optimus Prime.
The Trix Rabbit. Well, they're improved versions of existing property.
Who won the fight?
Who won the Royal Rumble?
There was a lot of victors. I can say the only person who didn't win a bout was Cowman.
I'll take Cowman.
I'll go Professor Sad, because I feel if I can psychological war for him, he'd crumble.
Yeah, I don't think anyone in their right mind would take beef testosterone, though, on his best day.
Oh, God.
I'll take him. I'll do the good old Turkish oil wrestling. I'll oil up like Hakan.
Oh man, Hakan's so cool. Yeah.
There's a couple more out there, but you've all made your choices. So the next one comes from Awesome Zave. I'm the Scat Man. Skibidibidibidoo yabub dub yub dubub dub. Skibidibidib yub dubub dub.
Have you never heard this song?
Yeah, dub dub dub. I'm just going by the words, man. I know the song.
All right.
I'm the Scat Man. Skibidi. Skibidibidibi yub dubub dub. Yeah, dub dub dub. Skibidibidibi. Yeah, dub dub dub. Yeah, dub dub dub. Solid. That's how I like the shout-outs to be finished off.
Wubba-lubba-dub-dub.
Thank you all. That's for all of our Patreons in the shout-outs tier or higher, and thank you all for your support. We appreciate it.
Thank you, everyone. That's the end of this episode as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Join us next week. There'll be cake and punch.
For episode 52, where we eat peppers.
No peppers.
It's our anniversary. Let us know how much you want. The anniversary.
Bring gifts. See ya.
Bring animated GIFs.
Bye.
Bye.